Sponsorship of the KQED live audio stream comes from Xfinity Mobile, featuring customized wireless plans. Customers can choose unlimited, buy the gig, shared data, or a mix of both and switch it up anytime. Learn more at xfinitymobile.com.
From KQED Radio News, I'm Stephanie Martin. For the next year, Marin County resident Kay Ryan will leave behind her very quiet life in Fairfax to take on the very public role of U.S. Poet Laureate. With her appointment last week, she joins a list that includes Robert Frost, Gwendolyn Brooks, and Robert Pinsky, just to name a few. I caught up with Ryan a couple of days ago. Our visit began with a reading of a poem about her late mother. She calls it, "Things Shouldn't Be So Hard."
A life should leave deep tracks, ruts where she went out and back to get the mail, or move the hose around the yard, where she used to stand before the sink, a worn-out place. Beneath her hand, the china knobs rubbed down to white pastilles. The switch she used to feel for in the dark, almost erased. Her things should keep her marks. The passage of a life should show. It should abrade. And when life stops, a certain space, however small, should be left scarred by the grand and damaging parade. Things shouldn't be so hard. I was raised very quietly by my mother. My father was an oil well driller and was out of town most of the time, and we lived in the small towns of the San Joaquin and then on the Mojave Desert. And it was a quiet life, and my mother didn't leave much of a mark on the world. Most of my poems aren't particularly personal, or there's no clear reference, but here I really was thinking about how her life didn't leave much of a mark, and that every life should leave a mark.
What is your typical day like on a day when you're writing poetry?
Well, first of all, I have to say that a typical day doesn't have any poetry writing in it. So it used to when I was say in my 30s, I tried to write every day. But when I am writing, when I do write, it's always pretty consistent. I write in the morning, love to get up, have some breakfast, then go back to bed when the house is all mine, and maybe my cat joins me. I pull one of my great books off of my bedside table, which might be some essays by Kundera or Calvino or somebody really thrilling, a really thrilling mind and a thrilling writer, usually of a highly aesthetic bent. And I read a bit of that, maybe a paragraph, maybe a page, maybe I dip into different passages until my brain kind of gets up to speed, you know. And something in it will just sort of nick something in my own mind. And then I will begin, and it doesn't matter at all what I begin with, because the words operating on each other start getting my brain interested in some way, and then I find some way forward. And I'm sorry if that sounds inscrutable, but that's just how it mostly works. I usually don't have an idea, a big idea. I hate big ideas, as a matter of fact.
Do you ever fail or suffer from writer's block?
I almost chronically fail. I very seldom succeed. I don't believe in writer's block. I think that's a very dangerous thought. And if you let it into your head, you could have it. Somebody said, and I don't remember who it was, that instead of having writer's block, they just lowered their expectations. You know, just do something at a lower level.
How did you find out you were named Poet Laureate?
Well, after my partner Carol and I came home from a trip to the Aspen Ideas Festival, where I was reading, there was a message on my telephone, and it was from the librarian of Congress, who ordinarily doesn't call me, and he asked me to call him at home, and happily he'd failed to give me his home phone number, so I was off the hook for that night. But I said to Carol, oh, I just can't think what else this could be except, you know, an invitation to be the Poet Laureate. And sure enough, I called back the next day, and that's what it was.
And how did you feel?
Fortunately, I'd had a chance to prepare myself the night before. I was initially reluctant to do it because I really don't have any ambition to speak for poetry. I think the thing about being a poet is that you're as eccentric as you can possibly be. And the idea of being a public figure who represents some generalization called poetry seemed pretty hideous to me. But in the course of the evening, talking with Carol, we just figured I'd do it the way I am, you know, that what poetry would be whatever I said, so that I'd be able to do it.
Before I let you go, can I hear one more poem?
Sure. I thought I'd read you a poem that has to do with being seen. And happily, I wrote it in advance. It's called Limelight. And as is characteristic of so many of my poems, you'll have to think of limelight a little differently than you had thought of it. One can't work by limelight. A bowlful right at one's elbow produces no more than a baleful glow against the kitchen table. The fruit purveyor's whole unstable pyramid doesn't equal what daylight did.
Marin County resident Kay Ryan is the 16th U.S. Poet Laureate. You can hear more of our conversation at kqed.org/radionews. I'm Stephanie Martin, KQED Public Radio.